February 8, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Instantaneous and insistent sanctification. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. When we pray to be sanctified, are we prepared to face the standard of these verses? We take the term sanctification much too lightly. Are we prepared for what sanctification will cost? It will cost an intense narrowing of all our interests on earth and an immense broadening of all of our interests in God. Sanctification means intense concentration on God's point of view. It means every power of body, soul, and spirit chained and kept for God's purpose only. Are we prepared for God to do in us all that he separated us for? And then after his work is done in us, are we prepared to separate ourselves to God even as Jesus did? For their sakes, I sanctify myself. The reason some of us have not entered into the experience of sanctification is that we have not realized the meaning of sanctification from God's standpoint. Sanctification means being made one with Jesus so that the disposition that ruled him will rule us. Are we prepared for what that will cost? It will cost everything that is not of God in us. Are we prepared to be caught up into the swing of this prayer of the Apostle Paul? Are we prepared to say, Lord, make me as holy as you can make a sinner saved by grace? Jesus has prayed that we might be one with him as he is one with the Father. The one and only characteristic of the Holy Ghost in a man is a strong family likeness to Jesus Christ and freedom from everything that is unlike him. Are we prepared to set ourselves apart for the Holy Spirit's ministrations in us? That's the end of the Chambers text. Sanctification is truly seeing an event in my life from God's point of view. Sanctification in its entirety would be that every event of my life I would see from God's point of view. When I see the events of my life from God's point of view, they look altogether different from how they look from my point of view. God's view is not human, it is divine. It is contrary to human nature, and it is ever only and always the view and the vision of our eternal, gracious, loving God. Sanctification means that, yes, my interests would change. I believe the distinct evidence of my lack of sanctification over many years of my Christian experience were the things and activities that I involved myself with. I might have been possessed with golf or sports or camping or scouting or traveling or whatever else, and just taken up to the max in all of these activities that brought me pleasure or personal fulfillment and satisfaction. But most of those events were not seen from God's perspective and how God might use those times. I'm not saying that I didn't witness for Jesus in my journeys. I'm not saying that I didn't share my faith with people with whom I encountered all across the globe. But I am saying the focus of my attention much of the time was not on God's viewpoint of that moment, but rather my personal pleasure of that moment. Honestly, to be sanctified, once if one pursues that as a desire for their hearts, to achieve sanctification would make one weird in human terms, and many people would withdraw and prefer not to be in your presence. But oh, the presence of God and in his presence is such joy and pleasure unspeakable. But you can't go into the presence of God with preconceived distractions in your head about other things you'd rather be doing than being with him. So delight yourself in God. Learn to love on him and receive his love and affection, and exchange the temporal pleasures for the eternal pleasure of God.